I think we're banging the game to the 86th minute. I mean, we've had nothing from the referee all game. Every 50-50 went their way. And the second goal's a blatant foul, and that's game over 2-0. The third goal, icing on the cake, poor defending from us. And to the naked eye, I think it looks 3-0 that they were all over us. But their keepers made three fantastic saves. We've rode our luck a bit in the first half. We set up really well. And I genuinely think that's the best we've played in a very long time. But we've lost 3-0. So, you know, we've had a very, very difficult 24 hours with the loss of two players. Obviously, that makes football. We realise what's important in life, and we just hope that, you know, Adam continues his recovery. And I thought for the first, you know, 45 minutes we were in it. We had to weather the, you know, we gave away too many set pieces in the first 20 minutes. Got through that just, and then we started to play a bit. And I thought it was, you know, we really got going at the end of the first half. But a very soft first goal. The start of the second half, terrible defending from us, and we kept on going, and their keepers made a great save from Pagey. And you just wonder, did we really believe that we could get something out of it? And the second goal's just killed it in the 86th minute. But we were banging the game, you know, and as I said, we worked really hard, the new lads settling in. I didn't really have any options off the bench, you know, with the loss of those couple of players. And hopefully we'll try and do something in that in the next couple of days. But generally, I'm really disappointed with the first and the third goal. I said we didn't get anything out of the officials. I'm not suggesting that we deserve to win the game, but we really had them wound up. You know, they're taking off forwards, putting on defenders, and it's 86 minutes, it's 1-0. We're in the game, but not quite enough. But we're a learning curve team at the moment, and I really do believe we're not far away from turning this around.
It's a strange old game, though, football, because in the first half, 5 minutes for half-time, Daniel Bennett might have had a penalty with his shot that struck an arm, in my book. But Ebbsfleet did have the lion's share, I thought, in the first half, yet they didn't score. In the second half, you were well in it, and they got three.
Experience and quality there, I'm afraid. I agree, we got nothing out of the officials. We could have had penalties. Everything went against us. It was, I mean, the first booking for our right-back was just total nonsensical, and therefore we've had to take him off because he could have booked him and sent him off for the second time, so we had to take him off. We got nothing all day, but you saw the clinical finishing of Ebbsfleet. You know, as I totally agree, you know, they didn't hurt us in the first half, but we gave them so many set pieces. Once hit the underside of the bar, we just kept giving away fouls, but a lot of them I thought were harsh, and we stayed in the game. And when you come to a place like this, we set up quite defensively to counter-attack, and I thought we did it quite well. And on another day, things would have gone the deflection that I thought was just going to roll over the line. It just isn't quite happening for us at the moment. And with everything, you know, what's happened in the last 24 hours, it's very, very frustrating. And I'm actually really pleased and looking forward to another game in 48 hours' time. So fingers crossed, I really do believe we're not far away from it, even though the scoreline would probably say different.
Yeah, as you say, about 48 hours, you've got a chance to bounce back on Monday. But that's not going to be easy at St Albans.
Yeah, very difficult game. They've just beaten one of the top sides, Basingstoke, away today. So a very, very difficult game. And we knew this, but I made it clear. I've had to make wholesale changes. We've worked really hard this last 3 weeks to change things around with friendlies. And I was really looking forward to today. But then yesterday we lost two key players. I've had to change the spine of the side. And yesterday was an incredibly frustrating day, spent nearly entirely on the phone trying to sort out potentially another player to come into cover. We've come to Ebbsfleet. We've come up just short. As I said, it's 1-0, 86 minutes, and you know it's a push on foot. He's pushed him over, and then the guy scored. It's ridiculous. Game dead. And it's a very tough turnaround, another away game, but we're being sensible here. I've said we need a few games to settle down, and I'll reassess the situation in January. And I'm very confident that if we show the determination and the work rate we did today, and that we'll have this turned around come January and not just focus just on one game's result.